chapter 8, beginning at verse 24 and ending at verse 48. It can be found on page 1043 of the Church Bibles. As Jesus went, the people pressed around him, and there was a woman who had discharge of blood for 12 years. And though she had spent all her living on physicians, she could not be healed by anyone. She came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment, and immediately her discharge of blood ceased. And Jesus said, Who was it that touched me? When all denied it, Peter said, Master, the crowd surrounding you are pressing in on you. But Jesus said, Someone touched me, for I perceive that power has gone out from me. And when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before, declared in the presence of all the people why she had touched him, and how she had immediately healed. And he said to her, Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace.
The second reading is from Acts chapter 3 and is verses 1 to 12. This reading can be found on page 1098 of the Church Bibles. Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, and a man lame from birth was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple that is called the Beautiful Gate, to ask alms of those entering the temple. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms. And Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said, Look at us. And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, I have no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and raised him up. And immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. And leaping up, he stood and began to walk and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God and recognized him as the one who sat at the beautiful gate of the temple, asking for alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. While he clung to Peter and John, all the people, utterly astounded, ran together to them in the portico called Solomon's. And when Peter saw it, he addressed the people. Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us, as though by our own power or piety we have made him walk? This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you very much. Two really wonderful, very powerful readings. Now, to help me with my talk, I do need some assistance. Zora, could I borrow you without your mask, but with your cloak? And if I can put you over here. And what I want is, I want some disciples. Are there some men who could become disciples of Christ? Yeah. Or big or small men, perhaps we could have you three come and join in. And you just need to stand around Tim. Tim, you're nice and tall. Andrew, you'll do. We just want some men around Jesus here. This is Jesus. I want you to surround him. You're his entourage. James, you could come and assist with this. Thank you, James. Yes. And the other James could help as well. Thank you very much. So you're his entourage. And I have a woman who I've pre-prepared. Where's Esther? Oh. Esther, do you want... Oh, right. Okay, so Esther's going to come here. Now, make sure you surround him, okay? And if you can just, as an entourage, slowly move this way. And Esther, just come here a moment. And what was happening is they were going from one place to another. You can go from one place to another. There's one place and there's another. And what this woman did, who was very sick, is she slipped in amongst them and she touched his cloak. And immediately they stopped. And Jesus said, all right, who was that? Who did it? And the disciples looked round, because there's so many people, and they said, there's no way we can tell who did it. And Jesus said, but somebody did. So if the disciples could go either side, and we'll just leave Jesus and Esther for a moment, or the woman. So the woman was incredibly ill, and she'd spent all her money on doctors, and they couldn't do anything for her. But she heard about Jesus, and she decided all she had to do was touch his cloak. Now, you'd think she'd probably want to go up to him and say, excuse me, Jesus, but could you cure me? Or, Jesus, I'm not very well. Is there anything you could do? But she decided all she had to do was touch his cloak. And it says the power went out of Jesus and she was healed. So the power came from God, didn't it? Because Jesus was God. The power came from God, but the faith that was needed was the woman's. Fantastic. We'll let our woman sit down, but I'll keep the men, if that's all right. Just for a moment. Thank you very much. So this next time, it's Peter off to the temple. And I need somebody who's... let me see. Could you just sit on the floor for me, please? That's it. And imagine you've got no legs and you've never been able to walk. And if you'd never been able to walk, what would it be like? We should have a hand mic here somewhere, but don't worry. What would it be like? Would it be difficult?
Very.
Yeah? It wouldn't have been a good life. In fact, what you had to do all the time... Thank you very much. All the time was to sit and beg, because that's the only way that you could survive. No other jobs. So, are you going to give this beggar any money?
No.
No, okay, go away then. What about you, James? Do you want to give him anything? Okay, go away. James? Do you want to give him anything? Keys? No, that's okay. That's okay, go away. What about you? Do you want to give him anything? What would you like to give him?
Money.
What could you give him that would be really, really nice if he didn't have any legs to walk?
I would give him some...
If he didn't have any legs, what might you give him?
A wheelchair?
Yeah, could be.
Legs,
that's the right answer. Thank you very much indeed. Well done. So you can be Peter. Come this way, Peter. And you meet this man, the other disciples can come along, and he's got no legs, and he's been there all his life. All his life. And he asks you for money, but you haven't got any money, but you decide you're going to give him something even better. What are you going to give him?
Legs.
And that's exactly what happened. You can all sit down. Thank you very much. You can stand up. But actually, just before you go, stand up. Are you joyful?
Because I've got legs.
Because you've got legs. How would you feel if you'd been given legs outside, right? And this was the church. And you've never walked before in your life. And you've now walked into church for the first time. How do you think you might react? Do you think you might shout it out and tell people?
Amazement.
Right. So the two of you can just run around here and just shout and say, it's amazing, it's amazing, it's fantastic. You can jump for joy. Give them a big round of applause. Now, I did a pretty amazing thing this morning. I was going to tell Nathan, because when I got here, I was so relieved, because I drove here this morning with about 30 litres of highly combustible petrol in my car. One spark and it might have exploded. In fact, it did, over and over again. When I got in the car this morning, I put the key in, I turned it. Then I put the clutch down, I turned the key again. And it started, and I drove here. I didn't even think about how that car was working. Now, you might say that was me doing it on faith, but it was just me doing it because we're brought up to understand that those are the things that happen. And nowadays, if somebody was born and they didn't have legs, they would be given a wheelchair, wouldn't they? They would be given a job. They would be helped. But what better to help them with than something incredible? And that was the power of God. It wasn't Peter who cured him. It was Peter's faith using God to cure him. I have to tell you this. 11 years ago, I had cancer. Really quite horrible cancer. And I might have died, but I didn't, which is why I can be here today as Super Translation Man. And what happened was, before I went into hospital, the Bishop of Maidstone and his wife came and visited Judy and I, and they anointed me with oil and they prayed for my protection. And although the treatment was really horrible, I'm here today. And not once did I ever believe that I wasn't going to survive. Because I believed that I was being looked after by God. I had that faith in God's power to keep me safe. Now, the other day, I was out in Ashford at about 12:30 at night. Who else is out and about 12:30 at night in Ashford often? Many people? And if you're out and about on a Friday night, you might find me and some friends, and I'd be dressed a bit like this, because I'm a street pastor, and our role, we're all volunteers from different local churches, our role is to go out and listen to people, to help them and care for them in what's called the nighttime economy. So we stay out until about 4 o'clock in the morning, because the nightclub, Cameo, closes at 3 o'clock, and we like to be there when everybody comes out just to make sure everybody can get home. This particular night, I was in the high street with two other street pastors, and we saw a man who was looking a bit lost. And I said to him, are you okay? And he said, I'm a bit cold. And I said, why? He said, well, I can't go home because all of my benefits changed. I didn't get any benefits money through. And my landlord said, I've got to leave the house until I can pay him. So he asked him to leave the house with no sleeping bag, with no coat, with nothing. He just had to leave until he could pay his rent. How awful is that? So what we did was, we were really kind. We have lollipops, we have water, we have biscuits. We gave him some water. Gave him a lollipop and some water. And I thought, you know, we're doing a good job. And then the Holy Spirit spoke to me. The Holy Spirit spoke to me. It's the only thing I can think of, because suddenly I said, when did you last eat? I'd just given him some biscuits, but the Holy Spirit said to me, say to him, when did you last eat? And I said, when did you last eat? And he said, I don't know, it was sometime yesterday morning. So it's a very cold night. He's going to walk around all night just to keep warm. He's got nowhere to go. And he hasn't eaten since the day before, possibly at breakfast time. So I said, well, and we don't give money away as street pastors, but I went to the Cod Father, and I went in and I said, could I have a burger, please? And chips, lots of chips. Gave my money. They know us, so they said, put your money away. This must be good for a good cause. And I went out to this man, and we gave him this burger and chips and a drink, and he was so thankful. And we saw him later, we saw him about 2 hours later, and he said to me, he said, Steve, I have to thank you, because that was the best meal I've ever had. Not a great meal, not a super meal, but the best meal I've ever had. the power of the Holy Spirit to prompt me to ask that question meant that he got a meal. And it sustained him through till the following morning, and we'd sent him to go to Gateway and get some emergency funds so he could pay his landlord and get back in the house. Now, I wasn't the superhero. It was God, God's power that did that to help somebody. But what I have, which helps, is faith. Faith that when we go out at night as street pastors, that God will help us go to the right people and ask the right questions. It's exactly what Peter did with that man. He saw the man, he decided what the man didn't want was money. He'd been given that all his life. What he needed was something extra, something that would sustain him. And it was legs in that particular situation. So superheroes, Nathan, can we have some sort of pictures up? I think it's a picture of some superheroes on the downs, just not superheroes, but people on the downs, you know what I mean, don't you? So these are people who went up on the downs like superheroes when it was very cold. There they are, can you see them? If you're in that crowd, just go, yay! So lots of them here. It was very early. Was it a bit cold? Was it a bit cold? It was. I think they're superheroes. Should we make them into superheroes? Make them into superheroes, please, God. Oh. Each and every one of them are now superheroes. And you can be superheroes if you have faith and you listen to God. That's me done. Nathan, it's back to you.